Staff.org.
Hey, welcome to the live showcase on WMNF in Tampa. Today we're going to go back to July of 2015 for Have Gun, Will Travel. I'm Bill Dudley, and if you love live music like we do here at WMNF, you might want to think about becoming a member of WMNF Community Radio. It's easy to do. Just give us a call during office hours at 813-238-8001, or just go online, WMNF.org, and look for the tip jar. Support live music on Community Radio.
From the Mike Eisenstadt Performance Studio, this is the Live Music Showcase. I'm Marcy Finkelstein, your host for the next hour, usually here on a Tuesday morning, and thrilled to be here to talk to Have Gun, Will Travel, the band that was voted most popular at this year's Tropical Heatwave. They're here to talk about their new CD and play a lot of music for you, so let's get started. Here's Have Gun, Will Travel.
One, two, three, four. God. Is there a place where your worries running high? This old life cut you like a knife. Trouble comes from every side. Is there a place where your sins are all forgiven? Is there a place where your suffering subsides? Comes from every side. Yeah. I've been down, down, down till I'm crawling on the ground. Been down, down too many times. Every time I try to stand, I fall right back down again. Oh, now trouble comes from every side. Beyond the other side, I suppose everybody knows trouble comes from every side. Hey, I've been down, down, down till I'm crawling on the ground. Been down now too many times. Every time I try to stand, I fall right back down. Trouble comes from every side. Hey, that trouble comes from every side. Trouble comes from every side.
So easy to tell why they are WMNF favorites. That's Have Gun, Will Travel on the Live Music Showcase. What's the name of that song?
It's called Trouble.
Makes sense. You know, it's interesting. That's about a man who's down.
Yeah.
And your new album is really a lot about resilience and getting back up. And I want to talk a lot about it because it's a fascinating idea. It's a concept album.
Yeah.
You're an Americana band that decided to do an album about a British explorer.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
It kind of just came about, you know, on its own, really. It's a book that was introduced to me a long time ago, probably a decade or so ago, by my wife, and I read it, and it was, you know, it always stuck with me as one of my favorite books. And then we got kind of closer to the time to start working on a new record, and we had a song that we were working that we had worked out, and we kind of recorded a demo version of it, and we played it, and you know, I brought it home and played it, and she kind of reminded me, she's like, that kind of sounds like the Shackleton, reminds me of like the Shackleton story. And, you know, a conversation kind of started from that, you know, from then on. And it just became, it turned into a, you know, a bigger and bigger thing. Originally, it was going to be like a maybe 4 or 5 song EP about that story, the Shackleton story. But it just kind of got more and more involved as we got into the making of the record, and we realized it couldn't be told in just a few songs, so it ended up being a full-length album.
Well, let's talk a little deeper about the Shackleton story. He set out to cross the Antarctic,
mm-hmm.
but ran into some trouble.
Yeah. I mean, kind of right off the bat, the ship that they were in, which was called the Endurance, got trapped in like the pack ice, and ultimately got destroyed, got crushed in the ice. And so the crew had to basically kind of abandon ship and live on the ice, and were stranded there for quite a long time before they were able to kind of get their, you know, find their way out.
But everybody survived.
The entire crew, yeah, everybody came home alive.
And this was right, like, around during World War I, 19...
It was early 1900s, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's, I guess, what resonated with you, not just the being down, but the perseverance.
Yeah, exactly. The, you know, the endurance, if you will. Yeah,
right.
But, like, the perseverance of it and the, you know, it's kind of like, it's, you know, I associate it with being in the band and kind of what we've been doing. I mean, not to say that, you know, what we do is, you know, compares to what those guys went through or anything, but just the, you know, kind of doing this thing, being out on this kind of journey of ours that we're on, and, you know, running into, you know, all kinds of obstacles and adversity, and having to kind of push through and keep going forward.
Well, the new album is called Science from an Easy Chair. Let's hear a song from it.
All right, we're going to do, this is one of the first couple songs on the record, and it's basically set in the time frame of, you know, right when the expedition would have been kicking off. This is a song called Spirit of Discovery.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Live Music Showcase with WMNF crew, Mark Perfetti, sound mixer, Jake Resnick, Kate Cardenas, and Miss Lowe, assistant sound tech, Richard Stone, Marcy Connors, Tom Connors and Bob Hoke, video crew, Steve Arduengo, producer, and Mildred Matos, associate producer. I'm Marcy Finkelstein, thrilled to be here with Have Gun, Will Travel. That was Spirit of Discovery from their new album, Science from an Easy Chair. Matt, do you feel that when you create a song? Do you feel that sense of discovery?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, every time you're kind of, trying to tap into something that you haven't done before. So there's definitely like a, trying to find new, trying to break new ground. I think every time, every time I sit down and start working on something, I'm hoping to get somewhere new.
It's funny, the more you talk, the more I see such parallels with Ernest Shackleton, the Explorer. It's interesting. This new album title, Science from an Easy Chair, where does that come from?
It's from the story. Basically, the guys, like, when the crew, after they had abandoned the ship and they were kind of stuck living on the ice for months and months, and, they were trying to just do things to just keep themselves occupied and kind of keep their sanity. And one of the things that they would do is kind of gather together and like read aloud from some of the books that they were traveling with. And one of them was a book of like scientific studies that was kind of compiled and put together into one collection. And the name of that book was Science from an Easy Chair. And so it was kind of like, I thought that it was fitting in the sense that that's what kept them sane, and kind of kept them from losing it while they were kind of dealing with what they were dealing with.
Well, that whole sense of keeping going and dealing with what needs to be dealing with. I'd like you to talk about the song that inspired the entire album, True Believers.
Okay. Yeah, that was the first one that was written for the album. And, oddly enough, it wasn't, the Shackleton story wasn't really in mind when that song was written. It was kind of a personal song about kind of where the band was at and kind of feeling some, a little bit of like frustration, and feeling like, we really needed to be moving forward and we really weren't getting a whole lot of, help from outside of the band, basically. And I kind of came to the conclusion that we really are kind of the only true believers that we have. And if we're going to, if we're going to go anywhere, if we're going to do anything, we've got to be the ones to kind of make that happen. And so that's where True Believers came from. And then that kind of spawned the idea to write the rest of the record about the Shackleton story.
Well, that's, I guess, how a touring band of indie musicians manages to stay together for many years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you would, let's hear True Believers from
right.
A group of true believers. Have Gun, Will Travel on the Live Music Showcase on WMNF.
Well, this boat has never been nobody's flagship. It's never been the pride of any fleet. But we lean into the wind like the devil's closing in. We're willing to surrender all. So we venture out upon these troubled waters, batten down the hatches for an app. With every passing day we grow deeper in the bay. We're the only true believers that we have. We are the only. We'll
destination. Conquer every vessel in our path. With our battle flag unfurled, now it's us against the world. We're the only true believers that we have. We are the only true believers that we have.
Have Gun Will Travel with True Believers from their new album, Science from an Easy Chair, on the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Radio. I'm Marcy Finkelstein, the very lucky person that's getting to sit with this incredible band. Now, Matt, I've been talking with you, but first of all, I love the passion in that song, and you really get that sense of it takes a true believer to sustain what you guys have done.
Awesome.
And truly, it's clear from all you said that you are a band. So would you like to introduce your
bandmates? Yeah, we'll go around and kind of introduce everybody back there. In the drum dungeon is JP.
Hi, everybody.
We got Scott over there on the electric guitar and the lap steel. My brother Danny Burke right here on the bass.
Howdy.
And this is our buddy Ed on the keys.
Hello.
And I'm Matt. If I didn't already say that, I don't think I did.
Now, I know you talked about not getting a lot of outside support initially, but the great Sean Kyle produced this album.
He did, yeah.
How did that collaboration come about?
We've all been friends for a long time, and I think we were, like, in Austin at one of the South by Southwest festivals, and we just kind of ran into him. We were both out there. And we kind of started talking about, you know, it'd be cool to do something together. And, you know, because we've really done our records on our own without any sort of producer. Scott, our guitar player, is the one who's handled kind of mixing and engineering the recording sessions for our previous records. And we wanted to try something different. And Sean had a new space that he was working with, and so we just kind of got into discussions about doing that.
And the producer really makes a big difference in the sound. And
I feel that that's the case, definitely. He was very hands-on, and he had a lot of really good ideas, and
awesome old guitars,
a lot of really nice gear, and he and I didn't butt heads on too many issues, so I think it worked out really well, and he definitely helped us out on it.
He also played guitar on the album, right?
Yeah, he played guitar on a few of the songs.
How about another song?
Well, what we'd like to do is we have a good buddy of ours, Garrett Klon, who is he's starting this tour with us, and he's going to be on the whole thing. He's an awesome singer-songwriter. And he's going to be in the van with us and on this expedition with us for the next month and a half. So we wanted to bring him in here and let him play a couple songs.
Great, Garrett Klon. And I guess if your van breaks down and you get stranded, you'll have a whole other album worth of material to
learn. Yeah, exactly. That's how it works.
Well, Garrett, welcome to WMNF. Welcome to Tampa. You're from New York, I understand.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Take it away. What's the name of the song you're going to sing?
This song is called Silver Wings. It's on a new record that I have coming out in a couple months. Thank you.
only 40 days and nights they tantalize and tease.
Garrett Klein opening and going on tour with them. Now, you all have families. How hard is it integrating being a touring musician, which you need to do more and more, with having this family at home?
It is. It's very tricky. I mean, we all have kids, you know, and we try to do as much touring as we can do, you know, when we can. But at the same time, we all need to be able to be home for, you know, special events and, you know, birthdays, and we try to be around for as much of the stuff as we can. It can get a little tricky sometimes. But we have very, like, supportive families, and, you know, everybody's into what we're doing, so.
Yeah, that must make all the difference in the world. I mean, sometimes you hear musicians talk about how the life on the road in some ways is very exciting, and you meet new people, you play your music, but it doesn't really include the family at all. And
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, family is very important to all of us, and we're very lucky to have the ones that we have.
Well, you're listening to the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Community Radio. I'm Marcy Finkelstein, thrilled to be here with Have Gun, Will Travel.
What kind of time are we looking at? Are we good to go for a few more?
We are good to go.
Okay. We're gonna do an older one. This is the first song on our last album. It's called Standing at the End of the World.
Give me a second.
Nothing we can do about it now. Always standing at the end of the world. trees. I won't believe it till I see it on TV. I've got ears, they don't hear. Words don't come in clear. So I sit back and watch it all just disappear.
The wonderful Have Gun Will Travel on 88.5. You know, I would have loved to clap along with you guys, but I'm not a professional musician. So
I got to remember the two and the four.
Yeah, you got to keep it on the twos and the fours.
Yeah, this is already a little complicated. Well, now, speaking about watching the end of the world on TV, you guys have had songs placed in commercials and Blessing and a Curse on The Good Wife.
Right.
How important to your career is that kind of music placement?
It helps. It keeps us going because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of expenses, you know, in just touring in general, and to be able to kind of pay the bills and kind of get us out and do what we need to do, those opportunities are very important. We've been lucky, and we have a music licensing company that we work with, and they. You know, they pitch our songs to clients, and then sometimes it works out. And, we're very kind of fortunate in that.
Well, it must have been something to watch a hit TV show and hear you on it.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I'd never seen an episode of that show before.
And now you're a big fan.
Yeah, now it's
a good show. It's a good show.
I've seen that episode at least a couple times.
Well, how about another song from Have Gun Will Travel?
All right, we're going to do... this is an older song. This was on our second record. It's a song about most of us in the band live in Bradenton, and so this is a song about our hometown. It's called Salad Days. Celebration.
stay out too late. The cemetery gates will swing wide open, and all the spirits of our great-grandfathers will haunt the streets at night. Float around like they were underwater, and when the music plays, they'll miss the salad days, miss the days of their lives. Graffiti on the water tower, everyone to read. They drive around the city streets for hours. They are the best of times, they are the worst of times, they are the days of our lives.
Gun Will Travel on the Live Music Showcase on 88.5. You grew up in Bradenton?
Yeah, yeah. Danny and I and JP, we all were born and raised in Bradenton, in fact.
How has the music scene in this whole area in Tampa Bay extended, changed since you started?
The music scene in Bradenton specifically hasn't really done a whole lot since, since we were kids, but
welcome to Tampa then.
There are some cool people down there and a couple of venues that are really, doing their best to try to get original music out there, but Tampa, we've been really happy and very very lucky to have been kind of adopted by Tampa as a local band, and it's been awesome. I mean, we've seen so many good bands, friends of ours come from here and kind of go on to do awesome things, and we've been able to kind of come from here and go out and tour the country and see different places, and it's a great community kind of a feeling, like there's a lot of people that are trying to support each other, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Now, three of the four of you had a band earlier, the Chase Theory, but that was more sort of alt-rock?
Yeah, it was more of a kind of indie rock band, quite a while ago. And that was Danny, myself, and JP.
Well,
and actually, Ed was in the band, too, for a while.
Yeah. Those are our two drummers right there.
Well, let's hear another song from the now Have Gun Will Travel.
Okay, we're going to do... we're going to do another one off the new record. These are all, but this is one of the songs off the album. It's called Good Old Shakespeare, and it's written about one of the sled dogs that was on the expedition, and and this is about when the dogs had to be put down. This is called Good Old Shakespeare.
Dogs, they've had their day.
Half Gun Will Travel on the WMNF Live Music Showcase. You know, it's so funny, Matt. At first, you know, you hear about that you did a concept album about a 1914 trans-Antarctic expedition, and yet as these songs come, they're so personal and so relevant. I know so many dog lovers, for example, who are going to relate to that song.
Yeah, that was, you know, that's another one that was, it was personal to me too, because, I mean, when I was a kid, I had, you know, like, first dog that I kind of grew up with, and when I was 16 we put her down, and so it was like, that was something as I was kind of going through the book and you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to write songs about, what parts of the story, that was definitely one that, you know, kind of resonated with me, and that's how I was able to kind of put my own personal attachment into, you know, writing that song.
Is that critical then in your songwriting, that there be some personal touchstone for you?
It helps to have some sort of, you know, connection to what you're writing about. I mean, I like a lot of kind of narrative storytelling where it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, autobiographical. But to have some sort of personal connection to it does help when you're writing.
Because you also write songs, you write some that are clearly personal stories and some that have more of a social conscience and social observation. They're both important to you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, they all come from, you know, something. They all stem from, you know, how I feel about one topic or another. It's just certain songs are more personal, certain, you know, and some songs are a little more kind of, you know, peripheral.
Sure. We've got about 8 minutes to go on the Live Music Showcase, and then we'll make way for Ronnie Elliott and the Reverend Billy and the Rhythm Revival.
If we could, I would love to bring Garrett back up for one more song. Like I said, he's going to be with us for the whole show, I mean for the whole tour, and we're really excited to have him. Kind of a little bit of his backstory. He was in a band a while ago called Texas Is the Reason, and we were big fans of his band, so I'm super excited to have him on the road with us. So,
does he know he has to bring all the snacks?
Yeah, he's in charge.
I've there's so much on my to-do list, my honey-do list. You have no idea.
It's the Garrett do list.
So are you singing a Have Gun song or a Garrett Klon song together? Or Garrett's going to play solo now.
Yeah, we're going to have Garrett play one.
Okay.
But I am actually going to play an old Texas Is the Reason song. It's called If It's Here When We Get Back, It's Ours. It was the first song that we wrote way back in the Stone Ages.
Say, would you know?
say. But you know how to feel. And I won't tell anyone. And I never told anyone. And I won't tell anyone.
Garrett Clough for Have Gun Will Travel. Well, we're very proud to have had you as a WMNF favorite. I don't know how many times you've played for us, but
we've been
concerts,
in here a few times, yeah.
In here a few times at concerts.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
A bunch. So Have Gun Will Travel, their new album is Science from an Easy Chair. They've been our guests on the Live Music Showcase. I'm Marcy Finkelstein. We're going to make way in a couple minutes for the Rhythm Revival. Do you have an instrumental you might play for a few minutes to bring
us
out?
Yeah, we'll figure something out. I do want to say just thank you so much for having us. Thanks for all the support, you know, that you guys have given us over the years. We really appreciate it. And it's been a really big help. And so, thanks.
Well, you know, it is what community radio is all about. I should say that. And thank you guys, because I know that there's a lot of sacrifice that goes with doing this, as well as, hopefully, a lot of reward. This is the Live Music Showcase on your community radio station, WMNF Tampa. Thanks to everyone listening for tuning in and for your support for almost 36 years now of independent, non-commercial community radio. Thanks so much to Have Gun Will Travel.
One, two, three. Can you hear the ghost train coming on down the line?
You're listening to WMNF Tampa.
Lights from the